Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala direct you toward goodness, wa kafaka alhamd, and Allah be sufficient for you in distress. Beautiful dua to read. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on a Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Zakaria and Brother Junaid Khan. MashaAllah, our Junaid Mota is looking fresh, well. Allah Jalla Wala grant us and the entire Ummah siha, afia, good health, comfort, safety from all types of problems and calamities. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Zulqa'dah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 34, Suratul Sabah, verses 31 and 32. Human beings' nature is this generally: when they are guilty, then they keep on blaming one another instead of taking blame themselves. And this is across the board, Muslim, non-Muslim, in majority cases. So see what will unfold on the day of justice, how people will blame one another. Chapter 34, verses 31 and 32. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and the non-Muslims have said, and they will say also, and this is for now and in the future. So what will they say? Those people who belong to this denomination, this religion, that cult, and anything to do with non-Islamic activities. So they are non-Muslims and they are sane and mature. What do they say? لَن نُؤْمِنَ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. We will never ever believe in this Qur'an. No now, no in the future. Allah forbid. وَلَا بِالَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. And nor will we believe in the scriptures and the books that came before it, the Zabur, the Torah, the Injil, the books and the scriptures revealed to Prophet David, Nabi Dawud alayhi salam, to Prophet Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So they reject all the divine books and scriptures. They say, we are scientists, we are professors, we are secularists, we are Democrats, and we have our own so-called intelligence and intellect. We are enlightened people. We don't need these outdated books and scriptures. Allah forbid. Naqal kufar kufar nabashid naqlul kufri laysa bi kafirin. So 100% this is a statement that is a blasphemous statement. Now what will happen on the day of justice? Walau tara. And if you could see, O Muslim, O Muslimah, obviously Nabi alayhi salatu salam will receive the knowledge via wahi, revelation. But me and you, Allah is informing us today so that we take lesson. We learn personal responsibility instead of blaming others for our own weaknesses and shortcomings. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ مَوْقُوفُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. And if, hypothetically, for argument's sake, you person, you Muslim, you could see the zalims, the oppressors, the transgressors, those who have ascribed somebody something to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 31 and verse number 13, 14, go read. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. That verily the shirk, When somebody ascribes somebody something to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that is the worst, worst form of oppression. So we all know what is apartheid, we all know what is oppression, transgression, but what is the worst, worst type? We enjoy all the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah, but when the time comes to worship and show gratitude, they go and show and work gratitude, worship idols, semi-gods, demigods, in Shirk ala Zulmun Azim, chapter 31 and verse 13. That is the worst, worst type of oppression and transgression. So, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ مَوْقُوفُونَ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ, when they'll be standing there by their sustainer, nourisher, provider, the court case is on, the divine court case. No barrister, no senior counsel, no lawyer, no advocate, no attorney. يَرْجِعُ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ الْقَوْلِ, so they will start blaming one another. If you are looking inside the noble Quran, then you see بَعْضٍ الْقَوْلِ, so they will start saying, you said this, that will say, you said this. So in between there is a small noon. So in Arabic, in our terminology, is called noon qutni. So what does cotton do? Cotton, you must remember, it joins the material, the fabric. So this noon qutni, qaf ta noon, qaf ta noon, it joins and attaches and connects the words. So therefore, noon qutni. So this also they stole from the Arabic language, cotton. So what will be the blame game? So those who were the followers and the weak, the masses are S's. You know how it goes even today. South Africa elections now less than 2 weeks. American elections in November. And then you see the Indian elections are on already, getting on. So all this year, the politicians, Muslim, non-Muslim, majority of them, beguiling and deceiving the masses. So see on Day of Justice. يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا, those people who are considered weak and meek, the followers, the sheep mentality, that people who could not think independently and critically. لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا, they will tell those people who are proud and arrogant, they are leaders. لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ, had it not been for you, لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ, then surely we should have iman. We should be going to Jannat and Paradise and not going to hell. You are the ones who gave us those hollow slogans and empty slogans, democracy, human rights and all that. Where's the democracy, human rights and everything in the land of Gaza and Rafah? The white regimes and the white mentality, America, Europe, NATO, all haramis, remember that. That if this was an Arab country, Muslim country, murdering, martyring 40,000 people, and majority of them women, children, and innocent babies, then they should be called super terrorists. Yeah, not only terrorists, they're arming them, giving them material support, and so forth. That is the white man. Always remember that. On top, they're very sweet, but majority of them are racist and haramis. Ask me, we know what apartheid is. We don't say all, but we definitely will say majority. لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ, that had it not been for you, we should definitely be believers. Now these politicians, these leaders, and those arrogant guys, what will they respond? قَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا, so the leaders were arrogant and proud in their pomp and glory, even they want to be proud on Day of Justice. They will address their followers, you know, the masses and so forth. لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا, so those who were considered weak, meek and so forth, who couldn't think independently. أَنَّحْنُ صَدَدْنَاكُمْ, so Hamza istifham, what you call Alif in Arabic proper is called Hamza. Hamza istifham, the Hamza interrogator for questioning, what? أَنَحْنُ صَدَدْنَاكُمْ عَنِ الْهُدَى. What did we prevent you from the guidance, from the nur and radiance of Almighty Allah? Did we prevent you from the nur and radiance of the messenger and the prophet of that time? In the last case, for the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَكُمْ, after the nur, the radiance, the truth, the hidayat came to you, did we prevent you? Nay, we did not prevent you. The leaders will say, بَلْ كُنْتُمْ مُجْرِمِينَ. Nay, you are the criminals. Now imagine the people who are the leaders calling their followers criminals. And what are you? You must remember, you are the biggest criminal. Therefore, you read Surah Yasin this morning, or you will read it, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Oh, you criminals, stand one side. How dare you stand with the true mu'mineen and muslimin? Get out and stand one side. You're a disgrace, and you're going to land up in Jahannam, the whole forever, eternal doom and gloom. Chapter number 36 and verse number 59. So we need to be very, very clear on these issues. The greatest gift and wealth Allah Jalla Wala has conferred for me, you, and millions, billions, trillions, zillions of people is the wealth of Iman and Islam. So we have to improve on it, increase it, harness it, nurture it, and then cry, beg, petition Almighty Allah. Chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 8. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. O Allah Azza wa Jalla, do not let our hearts get deviated after you gave us the guidance, the nur, the radiance, and the effulgence. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Ya Allah, grant us from your side the special mercy to encompass and envelope us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Verily, you are the best of giving. Verse Ya Allah, chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 8. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh, beloved Allah, let me pass away and die with Iman, Islam, and unite me with the devout and pious servants. So that should be our dua and daily dua, supplication. Learn it, teach it to others. Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 101. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us take you around the world, locally, nationally, internationally, with the news, views, and interviews. 7 Zulqadah, 1445, GG, Gaza genocide, 223. So today is the day 223, from the time all this problem started recently. Otherwise, it started 76, 77, 78 years ago already. This is the Haaretz newspaper. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An IDF soldier killed in Gaza. Alhamdulillah, we are very, very proud about that, and we have no empathy, sympathy for them. 70 Israeli soldiers altogether in the past 24, 48 hours were injured or maimed, and the helicopters are picking them up and rushing them to the clinics and hospitals. They don't want to show the world that how many soldiers of theirs have fallen and have been dispatched straight to hell. Now the Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu and the butcher of Gaza and the war criminal and his defense minister Galan, both haramis, both war criminals. So now they have a big spat and an argument in public. So they say, what will be our strategy post Gaza when the war ends? So remember that both of them have got their own ideas and own agenda. So tahsabuhum jami'a. Everything in the noble Quran is 100% correct. La rayba fih. There's absolutely no doubt in it. Chapter 59, verse 14. Tahsabuhum jami'an wa qulubuhum shatta. You think that they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. And before that, ba'asuhum baynahum shadid. The war among themselves is so severe as well. Well done to California University in United States. So the California University became the first university in America to publicly announce all academic ties with Israel are severed. We got nothing to do with you. On the next majelata dunni, you war criminals, you crooks, you're stealing other people's land, murdering babies and children. So well done, we salute you, California University. The EU, they woke up now, the European Union issues a warning to Israel that you better stop this war immediately there in Rafah. So what's the good of all that? When you had the chance, you could have stopped it. But Germany still helps them materially, financially with arms. France still helps them. And so Britain still helps them and so forth. So all that, although we know that Britain is no more part of the European Union, the Brexit took place, but all haramis. So just verbal warning. If it was a Muslim country or Russia, next day action should be taken. And you saw what happened to Russia after the invaded Ukraine. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico. So Fico was very, very lucky that the enemies and opposition, he says, they shot him. Why? Because he's very close to Putin, remember that. These three countries there, Russia and the Slovenia, Slovakia and Hungary, they all got their own block. And today, as I speak to you now, Putin is there in Beijing. And remember Xi Jinping and whatever his name is. Today, they will be playing ping pong. And this is the best time between Sino-Russian relationship. I like that term. Sino-Russian relationship. In 75 years since they recognize one another. So now they're both on the same path. Anti-American, anti-American. Let's speak the American way. America, Putin, Trump, and all this, you must remember, Trump and all a whole lot haramis. So now they started three wars, America now as I speak. One war against Russia, and they're catching a good hiding, alhamdulillah. Putin is a big harami, and ping pong is another harami, but we like these kind of haramis who take on America and punch them in their nose and for Israel. And then they have big problems with China regarding Taiwan, and they have big problems with Hamas and Jihad Islami and the true Muslims. We say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So that is the three wars, and all three they are losing. 600,000 people displaced in Rafah. In the words of George Galloway, he says, if any Jutla, any Jew, any sympathizer of Israel tells you that there were 250 hostages, 130, 120, whatever the hell it is. So ask them, do you know there are 1.5 million people there in Rafah? 600,000 of them are children and they're hostages. They all are caged in. They can't go any direction. Do you know that there are 600,000 children in Rafah? Do you know that there are 10,000 children and men and women under the detention centers there in Israel, the rogue regime, and the torture and abuse they have to go through and the sexual molestation? Russia destroys building in Kherson. Well done, Putin. Take them apart. Take the whole Ukraine apart. The comedian Zelensky, let him see stars daytime, the harami. He thought that he will build Israel in the heart of Europe. Biden and Trump to have a debate on TV live 27 June on CNN. So both jokers and idiots, if you ask me. Saudi Arabia, the biggest harami. All you agents, travel agents, South Africa, Africa, wherever you are. This news came yesterday, I read it myself in the Arab news. So we need to be honest and upfront with our passengers. All you agents, Hajj agents throughout the world, listen carefully. These haramis, the Saudis, MBS, Pakkam, Murtad, Harami, Shaitan, Iblis child, Murtad bin Shaitan, they say you must take COVID-19 vaccine before performing Hajj. Now what you trying to say? That if I come there to Jeddah or I come to Riyadh or wherever I land, and now or Medina and so forth, so if I don't come with a COVID-19 vaccine, you will give me a vaccine, and that vaccine will be of Bill Gates and MBS. You think they worried about the Muslims? They will use you, O Hujjaj Baitillah, Honorable Hujjaj, as guinea pigs. You better start going on your social media and disgrace this MBS, disgrace the Saudi regime, and say they are pakka kuffar. Let me make it clear, the current Saudi government are kuffar and non-Muslim, and you Salafi scholars sitting there in your shells just collecting dollars from them, you are scholars for dollars. Remember that when I say that your income is haram, you understand it properly now. What a shame and disgrace. Hujjaj Baytillah, the guest of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the mehman and the guest of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just to make your coffers happy, to make America Israel happy, you prepare to sacrifice the Hujjaj. Shame on you, the Saudi regime. Go read the article there in the Arab news, and I'm sure it must be in the Saudi Gazette as well. So remember, therefore we don't go, we make dua, Allah give MBS and his group hidayat. If there's no hidayat, Allahumma ahlik ala Saud kama ahlakta adaw wa thamud. The health bill has been signed by CR Cyril Ramaphosa. Big problems. The ANC in 30 years, show me one department that's working properly. Another disaster, but they fool the masses. I just told you just now, masses are asses. So the masses will think, hey, we're going to get free medicine, we'll get free this. There's nothing free. Somebody has to pay for it. Rashida Talib, she says, Israel of America politician, she says Israel is using starvation as a weapon of war. 100%. All these settlers stopping the trucks entering and destroying the aid and burning the trucks and burning the aid. So there's no action taken against them. So they want the starvation to continue because they're losing the war. Our people, Hamas, Jihad, Islami, take on their soldiers and destroy them and send them straight to hell. One-way ticket. And they cannot take them on. So what they do, that they take on the women, the children, the babies, and murder innocent people, and all this under the banner of United States, United Kingdom, United Nations, all haramis, the pigs with lipstick on them, as George Galloway says. The shame of the Israeli policy on Gaza. Who said that? Go read the Haaretz editorial. The shame and shambles of the Israeli policy on Gaza. Your own left-wing newspaper is saying what you are doing is a shame and disgrace. Egypt woke up now because, you see, Egypt realizes they were backing the wrong horse. Now we better back the right horse. They're all haramis, murtads. So now these rats are jumping from the sinking ship. So now they now join South Africa, right? I gave you that news the other day. Now second news came yesterday. Egypt may pull out from the mediation deal. All this discussing about the hostages. So Qatar also threatened. And now Egypt is threatening. Why? Because they know Israel is just playing games with them. And America can never be an honest broker. It will always side with Israel because both of them are khabis. Chapter 24, verse 26. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. Both of them are Lucifer's children and Shaitan's children. 9 people killed in Rustenburg. Rustenburg, you're back in the news, Northwest. And now it seems to be gang warfare and other things going, you must remember. You know the police and so forth. Most of them corrupted from top to bottom. Listen to this, Mohd Salim. If you listen to this, you can cry. Jahan par humne taalim hasil ki, where you, me, and all of us went to study. What hopes we had and aspirations we had. We left our beloved South Africa. We spent our youth there in Karachi. That same Karachi today, in this week, are going to have a pride march. Can you believe that? Lesbians in Pakistan, gays in Pakistan, transgender in Pakistan, all will be marching under the auspices of the government. What a shame and disgrace. Supposed to be the Islamic Republic of Pakistan. Therefore, one has to agree with Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah. Pakistan paak nahi hai, na Pakistan ho gaya. It became napak, it became impure, immoral. Imran Khan's court case will be heard today, 11:30 Pakistan time. So our time here, 8:30, and that will be virtually. They won't allow him in court. God, because they know what will happen. And then Senator Menendez, big problem for him and his wife. So remember, they say that the Qatar government and politicians, some of them, some Egyptian government and officials tried to bribe him, and they bribed him. They say no, nothing like that happened. So how come they found thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in your house and so forth? So but when Israel and APAC bribes the politicians of the Republicans and the Democrats, so that is lungi, that is fine, because they're political prostitutes. When the Arabs try it, then it is terrorism and corruption. Everywhere there's double standards. France, New Caledonia, big problem there. The French who are there, they say they want to vote. The locals who are there, tell them, you go come teach us what to do, this is our territory. So the locals and the French are having it out, on the verge of civil war. Wherever France pokes its nose, always there's trouble. For you, my brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we are receiving calls from several places. So this is what we decided in conjunction with the Capital Group, our directors. So Dawood Mondli, our engineer there in Durban, inshallah, this coming Monday, today is Thursday, so he will go to different places. Monday he'll be in Ispingo Beach, inshallah. So let's start where my sister and family is. So he will start there. I know we have huge listenership, inshallah, as he's there. So we'll start Monday, Ispingo Beach. Now you must write this number down, and you contact Dawood Mondli, not now, so 8, 9, 10 o'clock, you contact him. His name is Dawood, surname Mondli. So his cell number is 063-403-2743. So what you do, you contact him or send him a WhatsApp. He can maybe show you over the phone also how to do it, because many a time that can be resolved like that. Or if you know where our studios are, the new studios in Durban, if you go there and you ask Dawood Mondli what time is convenient, he'll do it for you free of charge. And those of you Kalas and Omas and Opas who are like me, simple Simon, we don't know which button also to press and all that, so then you contact him and tell him which place you are, in Chatsworth or Phoenix or wherever you are. So every day he will go to a different place. There's no charge for you. It'll be free of charge. The Markaz Sahaba van will be there. Dawood Mondli and the driver will be there. And 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock every day, Monday to Thursday or Monday to Friday. We will see how it goes. So Dawood Mondli will be there. One more time, 063-403-2743. So, and for you, yeah, in Transvaal and Gauteng and all our areas, our Junaid Mota is here. Junaid Mota, you can call him Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota, JJ, whatever you want. So I'm just giving you our WhatsApp number. Then Junaid will tell you which numbers, because Junaid got a lot of numbers. So 084-786-3132. So 084-786-3132. Junaid Mota is nodding his head. He said, Lungile is all good. So just send him a message, and then he will contact you, or you contact him after he sends his numbers to you. And inshallah, then you can meet him somewhere, and then he will tune it up for you free of charge, inshallah. Today our programs, inshallah, Aziz, Thursday, 7th Zulqa'dah. So 1 month left for Hajj, you know, because in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Barak is 8 already. On the 8th of Zulhijjah, the Hujjaj from Makkah, Aziziya are going to Mina. So exactly 1 month left, mashallah. So make dua for the Hujjaj, the Haramain Sharifain, the Duyufur Rahman, the Duyufur Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the guests of Almighty Allah and the guest of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 8:30 to 9 inshallah will be that Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Mona Zahid Khan, and then 11 to 12, Mona Zahid and myself, today we're discussing Qurbani, because people got a lot of questions regarding Qurbani and so forth. And then 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran, inshallah Aziz. Ji Mona Salim, we have 17 minutes, inshallah, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, my in-laws are insisting for pictures of my baby. How do I tell them no without hurting their feelings? Anonymous.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When people are invited for a birthday party, for example, and you say, no, I will not come, they will tell you, you are breaking family ties. So you must tell them, I don't want to break the laws of Almighty Allah. I don't want to break the heart of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. You must tell them, my flower, my baby, my son, my daughter is born. After crying, weeping, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah, I wanted a son. So I said, chapter 37, verse 100, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. O Allah, grant me pious sons, pious children. You, I wanted a daughter, Ya Allah, and you granted me the daughter. Rabbi habli min as-salihat. If you just turn it too feminine. So now, if they say that, no, how can you be? You have become orthodox, you have become, you understand, Taliban, you have become AK and Majlis and all that. You must say that, you say, I'm upsetting you, breaking you, and breaking ties. But what about breaking the laws of Allah? What about breaking the heart of the Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Therefore, all you mothers who have just become mothers, then you are the one, sometimes, not all, but many of you, first thing you will think of, let me put my handsome son, my gorgeous daughter on Instagram and Facebook and so forth. And after 2 weeks, 2 months, 3 months, then you would want to complain, my son remains so sick and my daughter remains so ill. Inna al-ayna haqqun, the evil eye is the truth. So remember, all haram, all these things, don't do that. Say, our aim in life to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, to please the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Wallahu wa rasuluhu ahaqqu an yurduhu in kanu mu'mineen. Iman means that we please Almighty Allah, we please Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, even if people are upset and they don't like us anymore.
Mufti Saab, my wife and I are both converts with no other Muslim family at the moment. My wife has 4 daughters. 2 are my daughters and 2 are my stepdaughters. Please advise as far as inheritance is concerned.
MashaAllah, you, my brother, sister, you made the right choice in life. Write all this down that I'm telling you. Please, my brother, sister, Abdullah, Amatullah, you remind me of the couple that came from Melbourne and they were listening to Radio Al-Ansar International in Durban. Somebody told them after 2-3 programs, they said, AK, we're leaving today, make us Muslim. And you choose the name. So I chose the name Abdullah, Amatullah, and they became still the Muslim, and they're making Dawat and Tabligh Day in Melbourne, Australia. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatu min Rabbi. It's only the grace of Allah. What can we do? We are sinners, transgressors, non-entities. So remember that you made the right choice. Write this down. Chapter 8, verse 38. Surah 8, Surah Anfal, the booty, the spoils of war. Verse 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَنْتَهُ يُغْفَلْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Tell the non-Muslims, when they embrace Islam sincerely and they become devout Muslims, يُغْفَلْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ, the sins of the past are forgiven. He حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ's authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ يَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَ. Islam erases, expunges the sins of the past. All this is authentic. Now we come to the nitty-gritty. Abdullah, Amatullah. Abdullah, the male slave of Almighty Allah. Amatullah, the female servant slave of Almighty Allah. Then you perform nikah, marriage. So read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud, abundantly. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love, Ya Allah. So bring and enhance this love in our marriage, Ya Allah. Read for yourself and your flowers and your children, children, stepchildren, whatever. Surah 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. O beloved Allah Azza wa Jalla, grant us our spouses, grant us our children and grandchildren that are the coolness of the eyes. You see? So chapter 25, verse 74. Now this is what you have to do. Prepare your will. First, burial, funeral expenses will come from your estate. Second, the debts of the deceased. Your personal debts, your corporate business debts, all that must be paid immediately to the creditors, not after 3 days and 40 days and 100 days. Not permissible debt. Justice delayed is justice denied. Third one is wasiya, where you bequeath for non-heirs. Now let's just take the story a bit further. You, the husband, right, from this wife of yours, you have two children, right? Two boys, two girls, one boy, one girl. So they will inherit from both of you your two flowers, okay? So, but now when you married your wife, she came with two of her children from her previous marriage or whatever else it was, okay? So now they are your stepchildren. So this is where you come in, brother. You can bequeath for them. You can make, we call it wasiya. So Arabic, that we say wasiya, English to bequeath. So after your burial, funeral expensive, after the debts of the deceased are paid, then that is wasiya. Wasiya means to bequeath for non-heirs. So your stepchildren, your wife came with two children, they're not your heirs, but you can allow and make provision for them and say you want to give them 10%, 20%, 25%. Maximum you go to is 33 1/3% of your net estate, you see. So you got 100,000, you can say 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, or 33,000 1/3 for them. So that's maximum, you see. So I will advise you to do that in your case there. So that will be for your stepchildren. And then you pass away, so remember that you don't have anybody else. So now you got your wife, you got your son, you got your daughter. So your wife will inherit 12.5%, and then the remainder, the residue, 87.5%, you divide it into three parts. Two will go for your son and one for your daughter. I hope, my brother, my sister, everything is clear and there's no ambiguity. If you have any further questions, ahlan wa sahlan, you can ask today, ask tomorrow, every day we at your service, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, it is said that it is sunnah to ride a horse. However, you say it's forbidden for a female to ride a horse. What's the double standards?
So you must remember, so the woman has to breastfeed. The woman has to give birth. The woman has to fall pregnant. So I tell you, for the man, you must remember that will not happen. So it's double standards that. So the man, you must remember, will grow a beard. And for the woman, she don't have. Even if the hair is growing, she must remove it. And so it's double standards that. وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْ مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. So remember, do not desire and have aspiration for that which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has said. You must remember is what? He has given virtue to some over the other. لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا. For the men is what they earn, and that is their responsibility. The man is the minister of foreign affairs. He has to earn, he has to work, he has to support his wife, children, parents, if they're old and needy. وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَا. And the women, they will have the share of what they earn. The woman's place in Islam is at home, not gallivanting and running around here and running around with horses. And I ask her that, what you doing? She said, I'm preparing for the July handicap in Gravel. What you talking? It's jais all that. So the hadith, although it's weak, but we accept it. La anallahu al-furuj ala suruj. Sahib Hidayah, Allama Marghinani and them have mentioned it. The women who are riding horses and that, they curse by Almighty Allah. I'm asking you today, you want to ride a horse? You're an astute sister. I'm not being funny, but I want to ask you a question, right? So where are you going to ride the horse? You're going to go to the jungle. So the men will see you riding the horse and all that, you going up and down and all that. Now story time. You see, there's a king. That time he wasn't king, oh Charles. And there was, you must remember, the queen. But that time she wasn't queen, she was Princess of Wales, Diana. So he was busy then with his chameleon. So she said, you want to play the game? So she got busy with who? A horse trainer. So she was playing a horse's game with him. So that's what happens. You must remember that. You can't get the female instructor most of the time. So you'll get the male instructor. So what then? What did male instructor will tell her? He will tell her, come, I teach you some moves and all that. You want all that for your daughter. So remember that our brains are warped. You must remember when we speak nonsense of double standards and all that. What you will say, I just told a brother now, he passes away, his wife will inherit 12.5% and his one son and one daughter, then you make three shares, double for the son and single for the daughter. What you will say? Double standards? If you say that and you say it's unfair and unacceptable, you're out of the fold of Islam. Understand that our Islam is yu'minuna bil ghaib. We believe in the unseen. We don't believe in our common sense and nonsense and so forth. Your parliamentarians, half of them need to go to asylum. They legalize prostitution, they legalize gay business, they legalize lesbian, they legalize abortion. You call that intelligence. I call them donkeys. That's what I call them. Ulaika kal an'ami balhum adal. They are like animals, nay, even worse than animals. That's Islam.
Mufti Saab, what is the virtues of reading 41 Yaseen at the Mayyat's house before Bariyam?
One is Sharia and one is our tradition, our adat and rasam and riwaj. So reading Surah Yaseen for the deceased at the house, at the graveyard, anytime I read daily, I read this morning before I came down. So I read for Maha Salim Kareem, I read for our staff, I read for my wife, I read for you, all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba and the whole Ummah. I say, Ya Allah, I read the Surah Yaseen, bless everybody, Ya Allah. You see, so that is what our Islam is. Ma'akil bin Yasar radiallahu ta'ala anu, all you students, ulama, learn this usul. And it's a weakness in us. We just quote certain things, but we don't know ourselves what we're talking sometimes. That the hadith, once it comes from Muslim and Ahmad, you should learn who is the rawi and the reporter and narrator. And Ma'akil ibn Yasarin radiallahu an, Ma'akil bin Yasar is a sahabi radiallahu anhu warda. He says, Qalan Nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master alayhi salatu salam said, Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum, read Surah Yasin for your deceased. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah. These Salafi characters, you go to Medina University and they wrote a book they gave me. Ay la tasilul qira'a ilal amwat. That if you read Quran Sharif, it don't reach the dead. So when I ask them these questions, they don't know what to do. I say, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, Rahimahullah, celebrated student, Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyah, Rahimahullah, wrote in Kitab al-Ruh, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, on page 17, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal went to the cemetery graveyard. One person was reading Surah Yasin. He said, don't read. He quoted the hadith. He asked him, you heard it yourself? He said, yes. Then all four schools have agreed, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis, to read Quran Sharif, Surah Yasin, other verses for the deceased, totally permissible, and that is our fatwa. So remember, so that is sunnah, that is encouraged. But this 41, that is our rasam, that is our riwaj, that is our tradition, that has no significance. Like 786 is cooked up thing, you must remember, no significance. People will run for number plate 786, cell phone, mobile 786. What significance? Nothing, no significance. So 41, no significance. That people have cooked up and invented. We must make a distinction what is Quran, Sunnah and Sharia and what is just custom and tradition. Always remember that.
Mufti Saab, my daughter is mental. She swallowed a whole tub of Panados because I refused to let her play basketball in school while the boys are watching her. Lucky the hospital flushed it out in time. But she says she will do it again. What do I do as a parent for her guidance, Mufti Saab?
My brother, first thing I need to rephrase that question. When things happen in our favor, we should not be using the word lucky, you know. It doesn't befit and behove a Muslim to say. You should have phrased the question, my brother, like this. Alhamdulillah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, my beloved daughter got saved. Now you, that's the example I'm speaking about, which I said just now. You come tell me about double standards and riding horse and all that. Now, if I pose this question to you, father, mother, what is your daughter doing in that school there? I'm asking you. Today's schools are brothels. Today's university colleges are brothels. Go and see what they're being taught. Go and see what is happening there. If you have true Iman, if you have true Islam, if you have true shame and modesty, not tomorrow, today, you will tell your daughter you're staying at home for the rest of your life. Till you get married, you must remember that. And I will get for you instructors and all the teachers. You do everything via correspondence. We're not against my daughter, my sister, your daughter studying. We're against the environment, which is, remember, a toxic environment where they will lose their shame, their modesty, their virginity, and so forth and so on. But you center there, and then you tell the Mawlana, then make dua. You can't make dua. You send them in the rain, and they must remain dry. It won't happen, brother, sister. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and your children from the fire. We send them to the fire. How many of our daughters have to wear skirt and go to madrasa, to school? How many of our sons are missing Jummah Salat because they're going to a Jewish school and Christian school, and we are very proud about that? Where's your sense, O parents? You the one who need a good threshing. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil.